The Daily Dust isn't really the important stuff.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, but here's what's really funny. Is my son-in-law loves the Daily Dust, and he just got into his car, and he's like, I'm so glad you're running late, because I would have missed part of it. Anyway, I love him. Okay, so did you catch that Gayle King of CBS and Katy Perry are going to become Quotey Fingers astronauts today? They're blasting off on Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket on what's being billed as the first all-female space flight. I don't know if they've taken off yet or not. I haven't checked the news. But joining them is civil rights activist Amanda Nguyen, former NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bowe, filmmaker Carrie Ann Flynn, and Lauren Sanchez, who's, you know, Bezos' fiance. Anyway, they'll go up 62 miles while they'll experience weightlessness for a few minutes before returning to Earth. Speaking of returning to Earth, during a Fox and Friends broadcast that was live, Peter Doocy was interrupted when a bird landed on his head and started to attack him.
Yeah, Peter, I appreciate
it. A bird just landed on my head!
What is going on?
Was that a bird?
What was that about?
I did not like that at all.
I wouldn't like that at all either. Britney Spears landed in Mexico for a vacation, and at the airport, one of her bodyguards was carrying a baby doll in a pink blanket. What's that about? Brian May surprised Coachella audiences this weekend by joining Benson Boone for a memorable performance of Bohemian Rhapsody. Listen, Benson Boone did a great job. And he was completely clad in his sequin jumpsuit that fit right this time. I shared this on our Instagram Reels, and I think it's on our Facebook Reels as well. So you can go check that out. It was really cool. And speaking of Benson Boone, he is going to be the musical guest with host Quinta Brunson on Saturday Night Live on May 3rd. And Quinta recently admitted on Amy Poehler's podcast that she was unsure if Bon Jovi and John Bon Jovi were the same person.
The band name was Bon Jovi, a shortened version of his real name. So then he started going by John Bon Jovi, but true fans know that it was Bon Jovi.
You know, everything you just said sounds crazy, right?
I know.
And the thing is, I'm supposed to know this, but then I'm supposed to deal with people who can't tell me and Keke Palmer apart.
Quinta Brunson doesn't look anything like Keke Palmer. What is she talking about? Rosie O'Donnell has always believed that Lyle and Eric Menendez killed their parents in self-defense. She's actually gotten to know Lyle personally. And director Ted Kotcheff died. He was 94. Don't know that name? He directed First Blood with Stallone, Weekend at Bernie's, and the underseen masterpiece, Wake in Fright. I have no idea what that is. Oh, by the way, got a dirt alert for ya. Oh, y'all. Swifties, mount up, because Kanye is continuing to vomit all over Twitter, and he's come back around to dumping on Taylor Swift. Taylor actually sent him a cease and desist letter after he said she was with, you know what I'm saying, Justin Bieber and Harry Styles. But Travis Kelce is reportedly outraged, as he should be, and wants to have it out with Kanye man to man. I am sorry. He's like a head taller than the dude and outweighs him. I would take Travis in that fight. And finally, a Kardashian alert. Shut up. Kris Jenner recalled that she once gave a surprising piece of advice to a group of high school graduates to keep their cars clean.
Because it just kind of represents organizational skills and discipline and, you know, just the way that you feel about yourself and that you know, going out into the world. How do you want to present yourself when you go out into the world?
Yeah, my car does not represent who I am going out into the world, but I mean, I guess it could if you really thought about it like that, but I don't think of my car as my identity. So yeah, Chris, thanks, but no thanks. I'm good. All right. That's our dirt alert, Kardashian alert, Daily Dust. Did you get your fill, son in love? Hope you enjoyed it. I will update you guys again tomorrow with the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.